السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ریلیٹس دیٹ اے پرسن کیم ٹو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ ہی آسکڈ فار سم تھنگ, وانٹڈ سم اسسٹنس. سو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ریپلائیڈ دیٹ آئی ہیو نتھنگ ود می to give you, I don't have anything with me to give you. What can I give you? However, go and purchase something on my name. And when I receive something, I'll pay it off. In other words, go buy something on account. The traders all knew Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So go take something on my account. And when I have the money, then I will pay for it. On seeing this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and said that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have given something to this person, whereas Allah ta'ala has not placed upon you a burden that you are unable to bear. That if you don't have, you don't have to put yourself into debt now to help somebody else. You don't have anything now. Why you? He's not questioning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's action. He wants to learn. Umar radiallahu anhu, he wants to learn. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not pleased at the words uttered by Umar radiallahu ta'ala. An Ansari sahabi radiallahu ta'ala sitting nearby remarked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep on spending." He's telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep on spending and have no fear of any shortage from the one on the throne. Upon hearing this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. And the effects of the smile upon hearing the words of the Ansari were manifest upon his Mubarak face. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled, his face also used to glitter, used to shine. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is what I have been commanded with. Now obviously Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position is different. Our situation is different. Our situation, if you don't have, you don't have. You don't have to go and put yourself into debt. And that is what Umar radiallahu ta'ala voiced. You don't have to go and put yourself into debt. If you want to do it, that's left up to you. But then you must not blame Deen if you can't pay your debts. Right? However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's situation was different. So according to a narration by Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, a person approached Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him for something. Just as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him something, another person came also with a similar request. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him also something. Then a third person came, he also wanted something. And at this time now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have anything. He had given the first two, now he didn't have anything. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised to give him something later. On seeing this, Umar radiallahu ta'ala rose and said, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a request was made of you, which you fulfilled. Then another request was made, which you fulfilled. Then again, a request was made to you, upon which you made a promise. That you didn't have to now bind yourself by this promise. This is what Umar radiallahu ta'ala was meaning. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not pleased with the words of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Huzafa Sahmi radiallahu ta'ala rose and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continue spending and have no fear of poverty and want from the one on the throne. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, O Bilal, spend and have no fear of shortage of Rabbul Arsh. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the throne, Have no fear of any shortage from him. He will provide. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala who says, once a gift of 3 cooked birds. Don't know what bird it was, some type of a bird, whether it was chicken, whether it was some other bird. But 3 cooked birds were received by Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave one to the maid servant who was in the house, so he gave her. The following day, she returned with it. On seeing this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanded her saying, that did I not prevent you from storing anything for the next day? So it doesn't mean that a person cannot save anything. If it was that a person is not allowed to save anything, then there wouldn't have been any laws of zakat. Because zakat you pay on surplus wealth, wealth that you got saved up. So if it was not permissible to save anything, then there wouldn't have been any laws of zakat. So it is permissible to save. But Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose this kind of a life for himself. That he didn't want to keep anything. Everything must be spent on the very day that it came. Allah Ta'ala will provide for us tomorrow. This was his level of yaqeen, his level of tawakkul. And there are people who live like that also. There are people who live like that. Many sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom lived like that. And up to today also there are people that live like that. They don't worry about tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala will take care of it. Right? But all of us, our level of yaqeen and tawakkul is not like that. But what we learn from these incidents is that at least the extra that we got, we must be able to spend. The extra that we got, we must be able to spend. Nobody is saying that we must give away what we need and put ourselves into a situation of poverty or a situation of want, right? But if we have got extra, then we must have the heart to at least spend that. Unfortunately, today's time, whatever wealth we get, we feel it is for me, myself and I. We only share it with me, myself and I. In other words, if I got 50 rand, I must buy a shoe worth 50 rand. The day Allah gives me 500 rand, I must buy a shoe worth 500 rand. If I got 2000 rand, I must buy a shoe worth 2000 rand. I don't think that, you know what, I got 2000 rand. Before I was wearing a shoe for 700 and 800 rand. So never mind, let me still buy that shoe for 700 and 800. And let me go and buy 2 other shoes and give it to somebody who doesn't have. We just continue raising the standard of our living instead of thinking that Allah Ta'ala is giving me more, so I must now share this with others. I must share this with others. I must earn my jannat and I must earn the happiness of Allah Ta'ala through the wealth that Allah Ta'ala gave me. Now you people will say, but Maulana, this bayan is for the businessmen. We are students in the madrasa. Why are you giving us all this bayan? No, this bayan is for businessmen. Just now when you go home for Eid, and all your uncles and aunties give you Eid. Now what you do with the Eid? It's for me, myself and I. That's all. I don't think that, all right, hey, you know what, man? The maid at home, how much a troubler. I come from madrasa with my whole bag of washing. With a smile, she does it. Never mind, man. I collected some extra ED. Let me take out a little bit and give it to her. Or I go to the local masjid. I think to myself, man, hey, this masjid, every time I'm reading namaz here, I'm making wudu, I use the water, I use the lights. Alright, man, I got some ED. Let me take 120 and put it in the lila box. So don't think that this is only for big, big businessmen. It's for all of us. It's for all of us. Sometime you only worried about the ED, we worried about who's giving us ED. But did you think, all right, I got some ED, let me give my younger brother ED. I got one younger brother, one younger sister, let me give them some ED. Or my mother, let me buy her one gift. All the ED I got, let me buy my mother one gift. Let me buy my father one gift. So, the extras that we have, at least, if we can't spend all of it also, but at least portion of it, we must have the heart to spend. Have the heart to spend. And the more we will give in the path of Allah Ta'ala, the more we will share with others, Allah Ta'ala will give us more. But we mustn't give only with that intention, that I'm giving so I get more. No, we must give for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So see, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. Why? This was a statement of strong iman that the sahabi made. That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continue spending, and have no fear of poverty and want from the one on the throne. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. See, if you look at it, today's time, this greed for wealth and greed for dunya, how it has gripped us, right? A person is earning enough. Now he's thinking about what if that happens? No, I need to open another shop, that's it. Now he earned so much, he got 1 million rand put away. He said, oh man, that million, now I just have to keep it. Because, you know, what if there's another lockdown next year now? What am I going to do now? I need to pull out the resources from there. So that's not trusting in Allah. The same Allah who gave me, right? There are widows who need the money now. There are orphans who need the money now. There are poor people who need the money now. I'm keeping it for a rainy day that may or may not happen. Little bit I can keep, no problem. But not hoarding so much and so much and getting involved in so many different businesses that my namazes too are becoming qada. My takbir-e-ula is being missed. My concentration is all gone. Allah Ta'ala is taking care of me. I must trust in Allah Ta'ala that He will continue to take care of me. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته